Maja nangin dada nyambe sunje tamji je tongde tawja nana mba yongda wadu be sunje je kongbo nipo je tenbi ka tawba cha Tee che de dambi ju sanya nyambe kono kujyo jirma nangde basi tabde sembra shio.
So for the sake of all mother sentient beings equaling the limits of space, one must attain a state of full Buddhahood by every means, and for this purpose one shall now listen to the teachings on the graduated path enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner.
Number two. Da konshi ba jabe dambe chujin samne ne. Ige. Re ni shinye tenzo. Samchi. Da shinye tenzo tena. Nibachi bister, trini shibata, and the Johnson Dodd in the Tembasia. That Johnson Dodd in Tembatella, and the Jova Mushi, Joe de Chidachavas, and the Jova Jovi Chuto, Jovi Chuto, none in Batacaso. Reda, she is in Bano, Reda, Cason.
So the teachings that we have listened, we have come upon the point on the teachings about relying on the teacher, and we have covered that portion within that. Then we have also come to the point about a brief indication of how to sustain the meditation, and within that is divided into two, the actual way of sustaining the meditation. And what so then within that then it says about the preparation. What to do during the actual meditation session and what to do in between the meditation sessions. The regarding how the actual way of sustaining the meditation during the actual meditation session, then there is a preparation, the actual session, and what to do in the conclusion. And the preparation part yesterday we've covered the six preparatory practices that have to be performed prior to meditation, and we've come up to the problem requesting the Guru the grand blessings for the three great meanings, to accomplish three great meanings. Yes.
Remember that? So on the moment, so on the moment, imagine you don't bring in the shamas, you took what the Latin is in Euro. The so on the moment, imagine you don't bring in the shamas in your data. Tak itu jin jadi orang dah ni, sunat nam jogum je. Kasihan tu ni matong boh ni matong hati so. Hari dah tiga ni, ni soan dia ni beri.
So as mentioned yesterday that we make requests with regards to the Yes. So making requests to the spiritual guru is the six of the six preparatory practices. So one make requests to the blessings to lineage gurus, you know, for the blessings to be able to realize the path and to accomplish the three great meanings.
And then doing J, Lamanazo Tomodo Jongme, and the Ronda Nimba, that's a Vilama chain, Rongichi worship. And Savilama, Tela, Kuzo Jingo to Tadaso, and Len Ninja, Len Domboti Kabso, Ren Lameko de Jimba. Reda. Tomes of the Richard on it, Lammy on the Jewel, Kizzy Driba Pajon, and it? Tedo Toba Jewel, change the love song, Nimba de la Ronda, my chin, Ronda Tim, the Limberta, Laman was changed so do any, and the money met the Majum Dennis at any chain, and I Chibano child. Reda Ren Sigoni Niji, and Tomboti Gavla, Josin Bejunji, Nimba de Gavla, Ronda Nimba de Tay. Then on it, 인데 자전 조주 제주 잠만에 아니 다 아 돈바치 아니 제주 잠바치 다더네 마치 아니 가담바 아 아니 가담 사마 대체래 되서 좀지 아 담마만 담에서 인도니 이원 만도네 아 돈만 진 자명지 되네 마제네 가도 삼미 바지 삼다 주게 남아 되서 배정지
So when one is making requests, one visualizes firstly the main deity, of the principle of the merit field, Lama Losang Tuwan Do Yichang. And then when we make the requests, the very first line of lineage gurus, prayers of lineage gurus, if you can see in one of your prayer books, the one of the extensive prayers of lineage gurus, then the very first verse is directed to the guru, and it says Banazai Lama Rinpoche, glorious and precious root guru, and up to the very last line, bestow upon me the attainments of holy body, speech and mind. Then this line, if you have noticed during the ritual, is that we repeat this line two times. So during the first repetition of that last line, one visualizes nectars and light rays descending from this principle in merit field. So light rays and nectar comes from when the principle of the merit field enters through our crown and then purifies all of our negativities and our obscurations, and all the obstacles that stand in the way of generating realizations of the path, generating realizations. So all these are purified. Then during the second recitation, when one imagines receiving blessings from the guru, the second replica comes from the principle of the merit field and dissolves, an exact replica similar in aspect and qualities to the principle of merit field comes forth and dissolves into oneself and blesses your mind stream. Then following that, then we recite the request in the method lineage, starting with the line, the teacher, the Bhagavan, the incomparable guide. Then following that, then requesting to Maitreya and so on and so forth, all the lineage gurus of the all the lineage gurus of the method lineage, and then up to the gurus of the Kadampa lineage. And then following that, then we recite the request to the wisdom lineage, which says to Lord Buddha, pinnacle of the Shakya, supreme guide. From there on, following with that, we request to Manjushri and up to all the gurus, again to the gurus of the Kadampa lineage. And then here, then you, while reciting these verses, we do as before. During the very last line, recite it twice. The very first recitation, light rays and nectars descend and purify the obscurations and negativities. And during the second recitation, then an exact replica emanates from the deity or the being in the merit field, and then dissolves into oneself to bless oneself.
That then, Kadam Sama, Mimitsavyas, Nemaani, Kadam Sama, Namachi. That the Kalan, and the Kadam Pana, Chisu Som, Narimba Menaba, Jungbaba Menaba. Somgye jeso ganga njeru muje nga yin za tene juba ma sumri ji tene rida jeru muje ne je ne nongi tabi no ma toji pa tene somgye ji imbari.
So then when following that, one makes request to the three different Kadampa lineages, the Kadampa, the new Kadampa lineages, starting from the Kadam Shumbawa, Kadam Lamrimpa, the Kadam Shumbawa, and the Kadam Mengapa, these three lineages, the gurus of those three lineages. And then following that, we make requests to the Gelupo lineage, starting from Lama Tsongkhapa, with the Amisema recitation. Yes.
Sabji nyingi ka na yuwa rwa, nyingi ka na yuwa chit. Ta te ne, te ji la, 그래다 라네 샤곰 네 용대시죠 마소 용대시죠 마소는 에 제도 다네가 레트에 짐을고 안에 라네 샤곰 잡성하지
농비요 Therefore, in the recitation of the prayers of lineage gurus, one recites the prayer of the foundation of all good qualities. And then when doing the recitation, one contemplates the meaning of the words in those prayers, and one does a brief meditation, or a glance meditation on the entire path. La. La. With a measurement.
Da yonde jijo ma song yonde yon ane tanda jajabi lam jirimba teche ge kamla ane zo jajin juju ge lamma namne dosin bechung cheyata da shila ko ane samota juju ko dosin bechung cheyata tene songa ko la ane zo jude jirla zo tenden ma
So when one is regards to the contents of the prayer foundation of all qualities, then it is related to the three different lineages. When one is reciting the prayers, then there are portions corresponding to the practices of the extensive method lineage, the lineage of extensive deeds. And when one is doing that, then one reflects on the practices related to the practices of this lineage. And then when one is reciting the verse relating to shamatha and vipassana, the common body and special insight section, then one relates that to the practices of the cultivation of the practices related to the lineage of profound view of emptiness. Then when one is reciting the portion regarding to the secret mantra, then one relates that to the cultivation of the practices pertaining to the four classes of tantra.
Yes. 인디다 남는 염지 야보노니 진이나 아 주조성만 어 공소다 된데 소도 돈도 그거 매 소한테 에 디가 남을 바제나 에 디 엔터넷 쪽에 그래서
So then when one is reciting the verse the last verses which says that like that may the gurus who show noble path and all the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer inner hindrances. So when one is reciting this verse, then one is praying, for the Dharma protectors to remove all obstacles to cultivation of the path. So it is said that those practitioners who properly cultivate the graduated path enlightenment, the Lamrim, do not have the necessity, to do the practices of propitiating the Dharma protectors separately, because by cultivating the Lamrim intently, then the Dharma protectors will naturally show their enlightened activities to remove obstacles. So this prayer becomes sufficient, practice equivalent to the propitiation. For those practitioners, then they do not have a need for a separate propitiation ritual for Dharma protectors, this prayer becomes sufficient, is equivalent to the practice of entrusting the enlightened activities, propitiating the enlightened activities of the Dharma protectors.
Yes. 다시 하면 조정소만에 제네야 아름바제야야두 이게 이담 이게 벤더시에 대한 이담시에 대한 yudam jete yon dojen chona ten imbare ta ye jajen choju ge lama nam ene rime chele chitim je choji jeju chambo na ten ene samoda juje lama nam chele chitim jesun jame yon na ten nyane zena juje lama nam yon yige chige dojen chona ten yige utu utu se na kuchu kutu yote Dune was in Tune, Tanata, a Trichel, Chita Segiomar. And then Dune was in Tune, Tinla, Chundring Wood of the Lamanam, Gom de Oro. That Chundring Wood of the Lamanam, Chile Chitin Sojin, Zavi Lamanatem. That is a duny Zola Lamantozo, Lozoton Dojin Chonchi. And Dune Chun Zavi Lamachi. Ye again, Champo, Yonge.
Having recited this prayer, then one comes to the dissolution or the absorption of the reabsorption of the merit field, and when one is doing that, one visualizes starting from the lowest layer of the merit field, which is the Dharma protectors. Then they gradually dissolve upwards into the main deity, you know, the principle, which is Namalosan Tuando Yichan. They dissolve into the four deities on the four petals of the main deity, which we mentioned before, the four major meditation deities. And those four major meditation deities then dissolve into the principal figure, Namalosan Tuwando Yichang. Then, as we mentioned before, the four groups of gurus, you know, surrounding the main deity, the group on the right, the group of deity, gurus belonging to the method lineage, then those dissolve one to each other and eventually into Maitreya Buddha. Then the deities, the lineage gurus on the left are the principal, which are the lineage gurus belonging to the method wisdom lineage, then gradually dissolve one into each other and finally into the principal, which is Manjushri. And then the deities, the lineage gurus behind, which are the gurus of the practice and blessing lineage. Then as we mentioned before, they're sort of like lined up, you know, in straight rows, so they gradually dissolve one another up to the very top, which is Vajradhara, you know, which is sitting at the top of all five lineages. And Vajradhara, you know, this like remains of the one single Vajradhara sitting there. And then with regards to the deities that emanated in front, it is not clearly mentioned in the teachings. However, as mentioned before, from the heart of the principal deity, Lyris emanate, and it's so the group of gurus in front are basically those gurus that one has actual Dharma connection with. Then one visualizes all those gurus dissolving each other until they dissolve into the root guru. So hence, you know, there are only five deities left, you know, in the merit field. The main deity, Namalosan Tuwando Yichang, took in his front, you know, one's direct root guru, and then to his right, Maitreya Buddha, to his left, Manjushri, and behind him, Vajradhara. So these are like five deities remaining on the merit field, and one should spend some time meditating, you know, on these five deities.
Da chamma den jamyeon ni ene namanu tonga doje jonna yeon ne chotten ene da doje jonna de ne jibson ma shu ne toga doje jonna yoro wa de la ten da chundri ngu dubje namanu tabe namanu ten ne tabe namanu de yo de te oji ma ji ji te ga ro ti ne ne kuge tuge doje jonna
So then, the Maitreya Manjushri both on the right and left respectively of the main deity, then dissolve to the right and left of the main deity. And then Namalosan Tuwan Doji Chang. And then behind him, the Vajradhara that is behind the main deity, then dissolves into light and absorbs into the heart, the Vajradhara that is seated in the heart of the main deity. And then the root guru that is in front of oneself, or the in front of the main deity, we do not visualize that guru dissolving into light, but directly absorbing into the Vajradhara at the heart of the main deity. And then there is the wish-fulfilling tree, which formed the basis for the seeds of the entire merit field. Then that gradually absorbs upwards from the bottom until it absorbs into the lotus seat of the main deity, Lamalosan Tuwan Doji Chang. So one visualizes that only the main deity remains, you know, in the final this stage of absolute of dissolution, absorption. Yes.
Bhante dhaya namar mhaja dhaage jiwa bhaime dhenja dha gari jimba kondi jiwa kusun yungun ru tsa dhe soho sen yendu ane lama dhosa thunga dhojin chung tsu dhende shi rongi dhagi ngoto dhe lama chi gom dhe yorwa thayla thayam pedin yon ti pedin na thayam ane jiwa lama dhe ane tomba shaya tupi namba cho songo samba chi.
So then when one is visualizing, then one recites the requesting verse, glorious and precious root guru, please abide in the lotus and once you are my crown. So then one visualizes the principle of the merit field coming to the top of one's head, and then seated on one's crown, and then transforming into the aspect of Shakyamuni Buddha. No. Yes. So when we are reciting the foundation of all good qualities, we are visualizing one replica of the guru that is seated on top of our crown. So when one does this final stage of dissolution or absorption, one absorbs the principle of the deity, principle of the merit field into that guru seated on top of our crown of our heads. And that guru transforms into the aspect of our Shakyamuni Buddha.
Then, jibu dhamma shaya thoba la main ne, yena dhamma mandra de jiba do de jipu yena dhamma de jila ne, kuchi danye soju pratsu sonde jibu, ane tsena mene chong, tenne naya.
So then, when one visualizing the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the seated on top of one's crown, then one makes a brief offering of the seven limbs, or the seven branch worship, as we said yesterday, to this Guru, and one offers mandalas, makes a brief mandala offering to request for blessings, and then one does the prayer of the requesting the Guru in the nature of four bodies, the Kuchidani, which is like what we call the putu, so that which is the requesting prayer, which is like placing the dagger, the ritual dagger or the ritual stake or peg, ritual peg or stake or dagger or whatever. So it's like placing the purba. So this is called the putu soda, so you should recite that. And then after that, reciting the name mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha, which is the Omuni, the Muni mantra. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then
gombi jile yon so wan tib tetar chin je lop song yamba che e gombi yan yimba rida.
So then one next brief dedication prayer or request, you know, due to this merit may I soon attain the state of enlightened spirit guru Buddha and lead all sentient beings to a similar enlightened state. So one does this brief prayer, then one enters into the actual meditation practice of meditating on whichever subject, you know, specific subjects you are meditating along the path. And then when one is doing that, then one also brings to mind the Shakyamuni, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, that is seated on one's crown. And then one also makes requests, you know, to that, constantly make requests to that deity to grant blessings, to clear away all the adverse circumstances or obstacles to generating the realizations of the path, and to bless our mind streams to generate realizations. And so when, as we're meditating along the path, the meditating of the subjects, then one thinks that the guru has also blessed oneself, you know, to achieve such a purpose. So when one is
she mentioned before that you also after the meditation then you think that you have received such blessing.
At the end of the meditation session, then one at the end of meditation each topic, then one contemplates that one has received the blessings of the guru to achieve the realization of this particular topic or subject. Then following this, then we move on in the actual Lamrim text, where it talks about how to sustain the meditation in general. And here it says that in general, the so-called meditation is simply to put one's mind, you know, to accustom one's mind again and again to contemplate on the contemplation or meditation on familiarize it with virtuous states of mind, virtuous objects. And so, and then to constantly to focus on such positive objects and that virtuous objects without the mind being distracted, without distracted mind, but constantly customizing it in that way. And then so, in the text it says that since beginningless time, well, we have been under the control of our minds. You know, our minds have been controlling us, and as regards to our minds they in turn is being controlled by delusions. You know, the mind becomes has always been under the control of delusions since beginning to rebirth until now, and under the influence of that, therefore we are made to create negative karmas, engage in negative actions due to that. So therefore, by constantly meditating, cultivating meditation, by constantly placing the mind to focus on positive or virtuous actions again and again, continuously, then eventually one will achieve what we call serviceability, which means ability to direct your mind as you wish, you know, towards a virtuous object of meditation. Yes.
Number 10, Mugwa Chung Bikabla, Thoma and Mugwa Chung Yate, Kare Nanyo, and the Koremda, and the Changada, Tichi, Lord and Nivo Chichi, and that then Nanji in the Koremda, Chong Yet, so Korem Machuba, Chong Yet Chalameva, attended Minam Chung, Delishin, the Lord Matanchi, attended the Gomgores. In this, wrong gom doba de member ge yonche sha, de se won da chonan, de gom na da sambalo, atenichi vina, and the sem, mebachi in jot via the yomare, atenichinza, toma wrong kandesi gom drinking on anit, de ga wrong at them, sem neto wachi gores.
So then, further on, it says that one should meditate. When one is meditating, firstly one should establish clearly the stages of the path that one should meditate upon, the stages that one should meditate, and also, you know, sort of the specific order, you know, which is first and which is second and so forth, the order of the specific stages, and then also the enumeration, you know, like how many, which are the various branches and what are the various contents and sub-contents and so forth. And so these, one should get this very clarified and without any disorder, you know, any mistakes. One must have it very clearly in one's mind without mistakes. And then one should cultivate, also one, there should not be more than, should not be more or less than what is the proper order of meditation. So if one does not do this from the beginning, but rather jumps to whatever objects of meditation that you spontaneously wish for, then once it becomes a habituation, then in the future it becomes difficult to change this manner of habituation back to the proper way of meditation. Therefore, right from the beginning, one should be very clear-minded as to the order enumeration of the contents of meditation. Yes.
Come day, John. Ne, Tombo Tembi Pen, Sonja Tobos, Matin, and the Zumanji was a Satan, and I mean John to go. Yea, Macho Chanian, but don't say wanted on the children of the Shiro, the two of the day, wrong the Konto on a Sunday. Semiton and numbered in the Tabo Maji, but the Gomo. Then around the Penta was the way you got in the hand, the trombat or something, the name of the Guba Maji, but the Gomo. Berta, she needed to come at you. Tell Annie. Lama to be on the Togane, doing la was it in true? Was it? Del, a ten la, wrong the chunding was it of a Lama coin over the chip, and she did the number chin. So wrong a shell on it, you will be new budget. Tay on it, that and dig a la, the Lama, Jane join your Roger in a, and if the garro, come.
So then one proceeds to sustain the specific meditation related to this point in path. So first one meditates on the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, on one's crown, and from the heart of that deity, the light rays emanate to the front in front of oneself, the space in front of oneself, and there appears, you know, all the spiritual masters or the gurus that one has direct dharma connection with, and one visualizes them appearing exactly, you know, as they do, you know, in their usual aspect. So as mentioned before, when one, usually the traditional way, when one visualizes the spiritual masters or the gurus seated on the merit field prior to dissolution, when one visualizes them being seated in the merit field in front of the principal deity, then at that point of time we are told to meditate on them in flawless aspect. Like for example, if there's some kind of physical impairment or fault, then in physical faults in physical appearances, then to not visualize that, but visualize as being healthy and radiant and so forth. But however, at this point of time, it is different when one is meditating on the devotee into a spiritual master. Then here one visualizes them, even when they're alive in the usual aspect, if they have like physical flaws or faults in the physical appearances, one just visualize them accordingly, exactly like that, how it appears to oneself. Yes. So when one is sustaining the meditation, then one meditates on the benefits of properly relying on the spiritual master, and then also on the faults of not properly relying on the spiritual master. So one goes through the various enumeration, of the various subtopics, about like the eight outlines about what the eight benefits of properly reliance and on eight benefits of eight drawbacks, what the eight disadvantages of not properly relying on spiritual master. So one goes through enumeration of these topics and reflects on them. So for example, the first part, when one meditates on the benefits of properly relying on spiritual master, then one goes through the various contents like the first benefit, which is that one becomes closer to enlightenment or Buddhahood. And then within this, and there are two reasons, and one meditates on that. And then following that, one goes to the next benefit, which is that one pleases all the Buddhas. And again, that has two reasons. So one reflects on those, and then gradually coming down until one completes all the meditations on the benefits of proper reliance and spiritual master. Then having done that, then one moves on to meditation, meditating on the drawbacks of not properly relying on the spiritual master. So then one goes to the enumeration again, similarly. And finally, having done those meditations, then one prays to the deity seated on one's crown that one will never ever generate the mind, for oneself to never generate the mind of seeing, perceiving faults in the spiritual master. So then one engages in the actual practice of training in the actual practice which has two. Firstly, leadership, which is training in faith, which is the root of the path, and secondly, in generating respect or venerance to the guru. So when one is meditating on the root, which is training, root training in faith, then here one meditates on the reasons why one has to see the Guru as Buddha, and how one is able, one is able to see the Guru as Buddha, and to the various different reasons why the Guru is Buddha. So one goes through all these different reasons and meditates on that, and sustains meditation in such a way that when one is meditating on the root, which is the training in the faith, then so one also makes prayers to the deity seated on one's crown, that may I be able to see the Guru as Buddha, you know. So when one makes this request, then one visualizes light rays and nectar again, descending, and then clearing away the obstacles and negativities and obscurations to such realizations. And then one makes requests for blessings to have such a realization of the path.
So at the end of the entire meditation, to at the beginning you made the request to peaceful obstacles to receive, then to never draws mind, the mind draws about in that good version, then then at the end also to think of receiving blessing, realization.
So then when one is meditating on actually seeing the Guru as Buddha, you know, and then that is very difficult, you know, even though one is unable to directly see the Guru as Buddha, one should meditate on the various qualities that the Guru has, such as ethical discipline, meditative concentration, wisdom, knowledge, and so forth. So meditate on these qualities. Firstly, meditating on these qualities, then one generates joy and respect in a gradual manner. Then, and gradually to reinforce, you know, that one's view of, or meditation, sustain one's meditation on the Guru as the Buddha. And then, so when one has the realization of Guru devotion, then one at that time one can actually see the Guru as Buddha. However, such a realization is not immediately possible, upon the very first session meditation that one achieves this realization. That's an impossible feat. Therefore, we need effort, gradual effort over a sustained period of time, of sustained practice, in order to achieve such realization. Therefore, as we are meditating on Guru devotion, then as we are meditating on that, after that, then we do some brief meditations on other aspects of the path as well, such as perfect human rebirth, you know, and the rarity or the preciousness of this perfect human rebirth, as well as on death and impermanence, and so on and so forth. So here, one sort of like meditates, begins by meditating on Guru devotion as the main topic, and one, as a sideline, one meditates on the other topics of the path as well. Otherwise, if one entirely focuses on Guru devotion practice, you know, and does not move from that topic of meditation in all of one meditation sessions, until one achieves realization, then it becomes a obstacle to meditation or to developing of realizations of the other aspects of the path, you know, such as practice human rebirth, impermanence, and renunciation, and so forth. So therefore, one should meditate primarily on one topic, and then one also do like a brief meditation on the other aspects of the path, so that then one doesn't spend like in a long time striving to achieve that one subject and then leaving out the other topics of the path. So following that, then one meditates on the kindness of the Guru, on the benefits that the Guru has given to oneself, you know, such as teaching the Dharma and giving generosity of material wealth or miscellaneous goods. You know, then also meditate on the benefits that the Guru will be giving oneself, you know, in the future. The kindness of the Guru will be showing oneself in the future as well. So then meditate in such a way until from the very depths of your heart that you actually develop respect, you know, towards the Guru. Yes.
Deba da kari jiren je tanda ji samare ma yin na deba yon na yon ku ba je ka bu chi wa ba yin de tanda re da na ma ge shi ni den de yon de chen bo ro na chun de me den ge den de me ne ro ge deba je ge wa ta de ya bo re sam sam den de yon ge re yin de de deba yo re de yin na yon yin de da ku ba she da yon ma ro ka de ma de tā rōna chūngūne sūngēngi lāma te kārī tēng tēndi chēdi nī kūpā chē yunga chē yungi yore.
Yes. So in general, even by remembering the qualities of the Guru, but if one does not subsequently meditate on the kindness of the Guru, then even though one may have faith, one does not generate respect for the Guru. For example, if one has one Guru that is has a lot of great qualities, very wonderful qualities, so at that point of time, when one brings to mind, you know, this Guru, then this immediately regenerate faith, and you know, very easily one generates faith. However, that does not necessarily mean that one generates true respect, you know, towards the Guru. So not only remembering the qualities of the Guru, but remembering the kindness that they've shown us, and as you know, will show us in the future as a subsequent meditation to that, then one generates respect towards the Guru. So therefore, not only remembering the qualities, but also remembering the kindness of the Guru. With no Dhamma, Chundan Megyo. Chundan Megyo. Yes. So the reason for that, so we need to remember the qualities of the Guru doesn't necessarily generate respect in all one's mind stream. So one generates respect by remembering the kindness of the Guru. For example, when one sees lamas that one does not have Dharma connection with, so that does not one generates faith, but not respect. When one sees lamas that
great qualities.
So when we see lamas that we do not have a spiritual Dharma connection with, then even though we see that they have great qualities, and then we generate great faith, but we don't necessarily generate respect, because we do not meditate on the kindness of the gurus. But if we meditate on the kindness of our spiritual masters, then one generates respect towards the spiritual masters. So when one comes to the portion of relying to practice on the spiritual master, then when one is doing that, then as we mentioned before, there are three outlines to that, which is making pleasing through making material offerings, respecting and serving body, speech, and practicing according to the guru's words. So when one is engaged in the actual meditation session, one is practicing according to the guru's words. So the other two aspects of the practice, which is making pleasing through material offerings and respecting and serving body and speech, these are done during the session break time. Yes. When one is at the end of the session, when the session is finished, then the the gurus that one has visualized in a space in front of oneself, one imagines that absorbing or dissolving into the Shakyamuni Buddha seated on one's crown, and one makes a request to the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and then imagine that the Shakyamuni Buddha is very extremely pleased, then dissolves into our hearts, you know, gradually through our crown. So one does this visualization at the end of session. So if one has prior to that, one has already visualized the guru seated in one's heart, then one imagines that Shakyamuni Buddha on one's crown. When it enters in our heart, it dissolves and mixes, or becomes one with the guru in our heart. So then one recites at the end of the session what to do with the conclusion. Then one recites prayers such as the prayers of Mantavadra and the aspiration in 70 verses composed by Lobun Bawo. So when one is reciting these various prayers, then with regard to the prayers of Mantavadra, then one thinks that whatever prayers that the great, one can either recite that in the entirety, or one can recite the two brief verses, which basically say that whatever prayers, you know, all the prayers that Samantabhadra and the great Manjushri perform, you know, I dedicate in the same way, and may I be able to make, may I be dedicate my, merits to fulfill such prayers in the same way. And then when one recites the 70 verses composed by Lopan Bawa, so within that it talks about the various trainings of the bodhicitta mind. Then so one dedicates according to the prayer, or one can think that whatever intention or mental intention that Lopan Bawa had, you know, when composing this prayer, may I be able to dedicate it, you know, within the same content or context of that intention that he had when composing this prayer. Yes.
맞다. 대답에 토론은 하루도 진도도 소대 튕이 지는 건 맞지 않대. 대형 동부 유리는 진공원을 로다지 대학원 논 출감이 튕이 총나 로몽하자 검도빈 로드 제진이 지나 치마리 좀 중인도 이제는 만 통해서 쪼 로노 어 손바 따로 중세 땅도 손바나 튕이 생 대담제는 요 하정 담로보다 하정 소비 전으로 들어가지 정원대 대인의 개념이 하정도 받아 생모소 시원 요로 맞다. 튼신 남주로서는 토론을 지고 어느 나루 제도 수서는 다사르고 되와 소세고 근데 된력에는 튼신 남주 종거래 사성 그래서 튼신 남주 종원연도 근데 동보원에 다로 마검을 거나 무바지기 때문에 대야비 카고로 와 연도에는 튼총나 종모가 자서 就是我们把这三百个没把的那带呢，他带也不穷，用多少么子的，丫头的坐下，结果是丫头的坐下为那，亲友啊，工人坐，但我做家人生用大，等着见，嗯，参见了什么的罗马的去，嗯，人团队工人蛮多用过的，人队，嗯，团，忙搞些。
对穷的琢磨嘛是，对愚人不明白去，人家穷干么子么子去，对人呢什么现在蛮少去。但要呢，咱也不会觉得讲到他个一下，等这些功夫也是什么。但当今的要呢，你别学这个，就把修差不，等这些解决嘛的是。学这个呢，说不简单这个嘛的是，正路人把这个功夫来解。但就把修差什么人呢，啊，你。 고배 고반 중요하다 아 개인 중요하다 된대요 이 말이야 너 소장이나요 아 친구들이 아 이 말다 된대 제도 아 요가 정도 사와지 제거래서 아 다 중요한 게 내 삼백에 고민 고민들 삼백 공주와 인자 아 뭐가 내게 너나 아니 중요한 게 있으래 인자 제네 공부를 했어
So then, following this, one is meditating at the very beginning. One should meditate in four sessions, such as during the four times: pre-dawn, morning, afternoon, and at nightfall. And then, when one is doing these meditations, right in the very outset or the beginning of one's meditational practice, it is difficult for the object of meditation to stay upon the. It's difficult for one's mind to stay upon the object of meditation. So therefore one needs to engage in meditation through various short sessions. So one should stop the meditation session when one feels that one has been doing well. You know, when one's still wanting to meditate, at that point of time one should stop the session. The reason being that if one does so, if one stops the session at that point of time, then one would mentally one would have the desire to return to that session. When one goes back to the second meditation session after that, then one is returns with a mind of joy, you know, enthusiasm for that practice. However, if one meditates till one is tired, or you know, when one feels completely satisfied, then when one leaves that session, then one comes back again to the next session, one's mind is not inspired to engage in further meditation. So therefore it is important that one has like short, you know, small meditation sessions which are short in time, but one can make many meditational sessions, but they must be short and they must be of good quality in the sense that they are focused, that one's mind does not deviate or just gets distracted. So one does very short focus sessions of meditation. And then when one is meditating, one should be careful to not be too strict or excessively relaxed, you know, during the meditation or session. If one does it too strictly, or if one's mind is too uptight, then one is prone to excitement. Then that causes a lot of obstacles to arise during meditation, and as well as hindrances, you know, to enter into one's meditation. And if one meditates with a mind that is too lax, you know, excessively relaxed, then one undergoes mental dullness, you know, or just drowsiness in meditation. So when one is doing such meditations, then if one finds that over time one's mind is able to remain on the object of focus well, then one should extend that time in small amounts, gradually extend the time meditation, that meditational session, when one finds the mind is able to remain well on that object of focus. Yes.
天上的几座教堂的街桥的过往的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通所的马戏游泳的卡通
동야 다 차사 대비야 선호 된데 기비 좀 뭐고 용거와 얘는 어떤다 검지업이 값어 투무 이제도 가리 검이 오나 아니 대 자연 동야이나 아니 검 요 샘데 얘도로와 근데 튼점 선요 다시 이제 된 저이나 신이 된 저거 거기 빼자든지 아니 다기 공동무 과정에 대해서 용이 용도 된 거죠 된지 그래서 다 또 버제 만나 아니 전제 초소야 다 가진 드바 중요한데 가디이나 계지 못 하던 거로 인자 초소야 돼요 고토만 초소야다 아니 드바 중요한 답지야다 된지 단 연대 남지 제위지만 수준이 있어서 인데 소소 다 진반이나 아니 겜니다 아니 랍죠 계속에 나오던데 공학회는 손금 다과대 이렇게 지시지를 해서
So then it says about the practices that should be done in between meditation sessions. So here, when one is engaged during the one session, having the session break time, even though there are many practices that one could do, such as prostrations or circumambulations, reciting prayers, and also making sattas, Buddha images. However, at this point in time, if one is intensively engaging in a meditation practice, then whatever, if one meditates, so one should, during the session break, one should bring to mind, the subjects of the meditational session. If the subject or the topic that is being meditated upon during the actual session itself is then being cast aside or, left aside when one is having the session break, then one will not achieve much improvement in the practice. One's mind will become distracted. So therefore, for example, when one is meditating on the Guru devotion, then during the session break, one can read scriptures or texts relating to that and to contemplate the meaning of relying on the spiritual master. Then, then also it mentions here in the text that it's very important to accumulate and collect the various conducive circumstances for realization, and as well as cultivate the various means for expelling or purifying the various hindrances, hindering or opposing adverse circumstances to standing with realization. So one should engage in such practices through in such means, through various ways, of practicing. And then it also further goes on to say that the foundation of realizations is the vowed ethics that one has pledged to abide in within. So then whether you are a lay person or an ordained person, then you should try to observe this practice of ethical discipline as much as you can and in order to form a firm and sound basis for realizations. Yes.
yanyang shenyata nandoga na dela jibi jyujib tsoji na labar chate nimbardande ombu godong bado, shishin da jo bado, seji tsori bado menyawa namjo da zonji nyawisi chita chawa wose ya ye sondwa indi ta ombu godong ba se ya de kandizi resi na jundu trenda trenbatu shishin ten trenbatu shishin ten bi kone hini sura la soba pomi Pondu ini, di siapa mesti jenuh lah. Di jila ni cakap macam ada gol, cakap macam ada tap jaya, ada jenuh macam. Yang tambah ni ini, yang lepas mata aje, ombu pas mata aje, tenda je gol aje insang.
So then, when one is, then furthermore it says you have to learn the four preconditions. Which are the causes that readily produce a path of karma body and spiritual insight. And firstly, they're divided into four, which is restraining the sensory faculties, acting vigilantly, appropriate diet, and striving to practice without sleeping at the wrong time, and acting properly at the sleep of time of sleep. So here, firstly, restraining the sensory faculties, then here refers to the various forms that one perceives, you know, whether intentionally or unintentionally, how to restrain one's sensory faculties and sense doors, such that so that one does not intentionally perceive the objects that would cause us to develop attachment and aversion, or to curb the attachment and aversion that arises after perception of these various objects. So then one cultivates this practice through mindfulness and awareness, you know. So one does this repeatedly, for example, when one has to be constantly mindful of the objects that one perceives, and also the various emotions, of the illusory emotions of attachment and hatred that could arise from that. So, for example, when one is, one has the objects that arise, objects of perception that could possibly cause desirous attachment or aversion, then one sort of stays away, you know, from places that have these objects, so that one doesn't have such perception that could disturb or give rise to such thoughts in one's mind.
Remember that? Shishin to Choba Seya De, Rocha Nyandu Ki Chonam Khandiche Yina, Dekabla, Soze Ne, Tremba De Shishin Tene, Mekewe Chawal Nyogru Mendo, Ndende Ta Che Che, Mekewe Chawal Nyogru Ma Cho Che, Rita, Gewa De Jom Matam Nanyo,
So then one uses this memory, the practices of mindfulness and awareness, you know, in which one meditates, or what you call memory alertness, you know, so when one is doing that, then one constantly checks one's mind whether it is engaging in negative thoughts, you know, or engaging in negative objects of perception, and if one then one tries to put a stop to that kind of activity, and then to direct one's perception or engagement, mental engagement towards virtuous objects. If one is unable to do that, one lets that mind remain in a neutral state, and a state is ethically neutral, so that it stays away from the negative objects.
That's it. Say the story was. In the sense, Mount Awayina, Luigi Wachi, and the Degeni, Gavitavan, Jumito, and the young girl and do, say Mount Awayina. And the same young Tawayina, and then Luigi Wachi, Luku, at the Degay or Gijuchi Metawa. We are attending and doing it, say Rembochi, at the young or Trobat.
So then, following that is the appropriate diet. So if you eat too little food, if you eat too much food, then the body becomes heavy, then becomes a burden, and then one becomes sleepy and lethargic and becomes a obstacle to meditational practice. And then one needs to eat, if one eats too little food, then one's body becomes weak and one is unable to practice, engage in virtuous practices. So therefore one needs to sort of like eat appropriate foods, appropriate amounts, and also eat appropriate foods, such as food that's digestible and wholesome, and also eating food which does not produce the various afflictions. Yes.
After the previous food was digested, then you eat the latter.
Yes.
So more health, also healthy.
So to eat food after the previous ingested food that has previously been eaten, has been totally ingested, then this becomes a better aid to health, meditational health, physical health. Sorry.
And that, manyava namjo da zong xin nyavi se cheta chawa se yin da chuba da gom jam dendri ji yun ye zi yin na anda manyava namjo da zong xin yin se da nime tu tam je da cen mo la yon cha som chi yini cha tongbo tang tama ni la ma ni ya chi namji cha pa pa la nye ya yin bari yin da cha pa pa la ma ni ya yin na yon Niji Jiba Chabi Jungwa Lu Tendi Yungu Yore and then Majena Yon Lu Nasa Tendi Yungu Yore Te Jiba Chabi Chedu Namji Chab Alba Tendi Yungu Yore Nasa Kachu
Nasa Kachu
Niji Jiba Chabi Jungwa Yose and the Subola Niji Yang Soko Yang Jungwa Yore and the Teso Matawa Yena Yon Nage Yore The days of each other, Namjicha Pabat in the years.
So, therefore, then following that is the practice of generally without sleeping at the wrong time and how to act properly at the time of sleep. So, here one practices the yoga of not sleeping throughout the entirety of the day. One does not sleep. So, for the meditator, then this. The activity of sleeping has to be regulated. One avoids sleeping during the daytime, and one sleeps during appropriate time, during the period of the night. So, if one divides the nighttime into three portions, one avoids sleeping during the beginning and ending portions, and one sleeps only the middling portion of the night. So, it is said if one does not do so, then because the body has an element that requires rejuvenation through sleep, and if one does not sleep during for this period of time, then that element that requires rejuvenation through sleep is ignored. Then one can possibly give rise to sicknesses. So therefore, for that purpose, then one engages in the activity of sleeping, which is done during the middling part of the night.
オンボゴダムの道の道は、今の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の道の
노는 대단 좀 예수 못 도대 동화 못 하다 보면 집을 유 자동 모두 좀 연이 20인 전바 영어 좀 너무 이제 된다 나도 봐 너무 거는 영어제 예수 개화 너무 되는 줄 봤는데 말이 너무 되는 줄 봤네 생계 먹는 데 밑에 밑에 전화 나서 가서 시절 좀 하는 데 공주 비시도 고 대다 주비 시노 동문인 이제 줘 받아 되면 내가 줘 받아 되면 내가 대는 동문가 늦은에 돈도 돈도 공주 판로도 저도 매개 내내 농원도 마동아 요나 전통이 주제 때보다 농원도 좀 보인 넘버대 봐 예나 니나들 내내 예나도 니나 매 예나도 니나 중앙다 예나도 니나 중앙도 공부하고
주요도 선바도 샘구이든 제보다 한통도 보면 차비든 마비든 뒤만이면 이제 년바 송 노바 송아 제보 니모도 샘물 내니 니모도 남치 아토메도 마니에 때나 대중한 데저도 야와 시스템 이제 샘물 내도 이제 내거나도 교보들도 시진 좀 유함 교비 내지 어 돈바도 제바 제나 돈바 코나 내대나 그러면 이제 봐 요죠 대니 이제 샘물 남아고다고도 수지 따바자 남바디 저대 달 따바지 이제 시바지고 대는 남바지 돈바 뉴지 내수 시주고 코나 남바공제도도도제다 Number of methods in the Dela and Rubber Sung being Beber Chao, the Tayombu Kodom, say at the Shijin Joba, say at Tini, Lambeba Yena, and it's Hendela, Tanya Bimuba, Samangas on the Matoma, Cheba, the Sutum Yonsatawa, at the Younger Song.
If one practices, as mentioned before, guarding the door sensory. Or acting vigilantly, you know, by relying on vigilance, guarding the restraining or guarding the sensory faculties, then one receives the benefit, you know, of not receiving the undesirable harms in this lifetime, and also not fall in the lower realms, in the next in the future lifetimes, and also to be able to keep the practice of pure morality, pure ethics. Yes.
Nimata, Sela, Kazela, Seba, Tachawa Tabo, Tendig Nimbola, and Sail Nimekom Gogiores, Nimik. Then Nimekom, you do in the Tombo, Nojibi Judith, Nimin, Kado Terosom, Sajinda, Shijon, so is dating, Chimin and Bana, Chuba, the Nova Semba Wars, Nimade, Nimata, Sail Sombo, or Kado the Tero, Poson Toba Kandiji Yuanayo, Soy de Jayundugona, and the Juba Tabichano raised something, said the Sepakayachi, the tender Sango raised.
So then, here it says to overcome the craving, the strong craving for food, then one needs to rely on the method of meditating on the faults of food. So then, firstly, it mentions the first fault is that whatever food that you acquire, no matter how wonderful quality it is in terms of its pleasant appearance, you know, of color, pleasance in terms of its taste as well as its aroma and so forth. However wonderful it may be, eventually it becomes equivalent to vomit. And it becomes just like vomit once you have chewed it and moistened with your saliva, so it becomes no difference from that. Yes.
Say
dan sē shuā tsāne rē hini ima dā sē jī jū shātā jē yā tēndē yōngi wā rēs thāma nā hini shiongjī lī chō hini hini tē yōni yōndi mā sē kō yā tā hini sē rā tēn bē nērī mōngbō yōndi yā tē sō sām kō rēs
then following that the second fault is that that which arises after eating the food and then digesting it. So the fault arises from digesting the food is that the body, the food produces elements such as of the body such as flesh and blood after it's been digested in the middle or last period of the night. And then eventually the food becomes feces and urine which then has to be expelled over and over again, you know, every day due to having to eat this food. One has to constantly excrete and urinate, you know, due to having to eat such these different foods.
Se chowa le chubi nyeme ne nga le rupa le chubi nyeme ne ta se dan se je ju ju cha la sa ya ta tende ki nyeme sam go re so re ta se da se je ju ye thong de ta ju sa ya ki che de rong ne ca rong ki nye je de beba thoma che ne drop che ma drop ne nyang ye se je dong la drom na hong
So also one contemplates the various diseases that could develop in connection with eating the food. And also then we move on to the five faults that come from looking for food and trying to procure food. So firstly is the fault of procurement, you know, the first step of trying to procure or to obtain food. In the process of doing so, one becomes tormented by heat and cold. You know, one goes through great effort, one engages in a lot of hardship to obtain the food, and if one does not obtain it, one suffers sorrow and misery. And even if having attained the food, you know, one has a fear that it will be stolen or wasted, and then one suffers because of taking great pains to guard it and protect it.
Yes.
So then when one procures or obtains material wealth such as food and the like, you know, then this is because it calls for dispute, you know, even between close relatives, such as even father and sons in such direct blood relationship, then even amongst them they will dispute and fight with each other for the sake of food and material wealth and so forth. So we have seen a lot of such examples before, you know, what was very close affectionate to each other suddenly, you know, due to the reason of food and material wealth, then it becomes the cause of, then they become like enemies, intense enemies overnight. Yes.
Mm. Da ngom mishiba se da chom mishiba ji bar no da la se ba cheje ri chone jabon do pendu yo ro ji do ma do ma nyoa wo ne da so zu ne chu shi ma ji ba ye na ne ka se chong na yo ngom do ya yo ma re den de yen de ne ji chong na ju ju chong na ja se ya ja chong na do se da chom mishiba ye na chu shi ma de ma ye na sam na kon ya za ne da no ye ne
So then the third is the fault of insatiability. So if one does not cultivate the thought of contentment with what one already has acquired, then the thought of insatiability will plague us and cause us to try to obtain more, you know, by every means. So for example, if we have 10, then we're not satisfied, you want 100. And with 100, you're not satisfied, you want 1,000. So then it becomes an endless, insatiable desire that cannot be fulfilled. So here it gives an analogy of kings and the like, you know. So kings, they rule, they have the sovereign of rule over one kingdom. And once, you know, having one kingdom is not enough, they want two. If two is not enough, they want three and so forth. Then eventually then this causes rifts between the different kingdoms and causes them to break out into war.
Yes. Rōme bē nīpa nē, jēn sē zāma nē, dīwē zōng, pārū zōng tāma nē, dōngā tōma nē mō, ndē tā, tēngyō tsū tēngi sō nō, tēndrē sō nē bā rē. Tē jē nē, sē gē tōng dē, pē gē tēngyō nē rō gā jī. Tā tēndē nē rōme lā, nē jīm dā tē kā rē chī sē nā sē, jē gō jī. Tēndē jē tē nē, mā nā sā nē rō gā nō, tēndē chōng nē nā yā, dōngā tōma nē mō gā rē, rōme bē nīpa rē sō.
So in that the fourth fault is the fault of the lack of independence. So it says here that those who eat others' food experience much suffering, and this is referring to people that rely upon others for food, you know, such as the servants and slaves. They have to listen or to buy and act accordingly to whatever their masters say or command them to do. So sometimes, you know, even to the extent of war and engaging in warfare for the sake of their leaders or masters, then this causes a lot of suffering. So all this for the sake of food. So one contemplates the fault of that lack of independence. Then the fifth is the fault arises from wrongdoing. For when we are in the process of obtaining food as well as its various causes, then one's three doors of body, speech, and mind engage in the negative actions to procure or acquire these food and its causes, then one becomes tainted or tarnished by such negative actions. And at the time of death, you know, one would remember these negative actions and generate regrets. And then at the time after death, you know, these negativities will cause us to fall into lower realms, and then have a rebirth in the miserable realm. So remembering the downfall of this, or the fault of this negativity. Yes.
대단한 배용가요. 세뇌된 뇌뇌바 대즘스 세담만 메르 뇌뇌바 나게 통마지바 용도 부르바 차오. 니마만 된다 바바도 샤라든 뇌체바진 돈이 좀 맞지 바다 하게 차와지 바다 뇌체만 주바 차냐 안다 산데는 노체도. 나도 니마만 배노 뒤스면서 생기 뇌나 마오만 쭈이 돈이 뭐 생기도 로원냠 비삼비 자와 소마에 좀 맞아. 시트에는 가르면은 로버 도자 제는 뭐 야제만 아니면서 차제만 아니면 뭐지 체리 시송소. 님바르 다나 세사비체나 삼노 간디도 동고르체나 Lūda nē dēngi gēdā simbīrī mōngbō yōngirwa, tēdā dā pēn dā sāwadā. Nē ngā dhī lūyān dē dā tāngyō tōngjē nye kāsē nē shē dēyā gē, nē lūdēn dē nē tōk kāgū rē. Tān dē yūn dē nē bācē kēchī rē. Dē yūn dē nē bācē nā dē gēvī cawā jūn rūmbō dhūyā yōngirwa. Yēn dē tā gēvī cawā jūn rūmbō dhūyā yōngyā lā nē lūdē nē gō yīn cā dī jē dē sā yō sāma dā.
So then, then it says here that when one is eating the food, then one should have the memory of the various microorganisms, you know, or the various so-called worms or microorganisms that are abiding within one's body. And then when one is eating the food, you know, and digesting, one should think that this is a sort of like a charity of material gifts, you know, towards his various microorganisms in order to benefit them. To eat with the mind of thinking of benefiting them. And also for this physical body, that one has achieved this precious human, the physical basis of this precious human rebirth, how it is very difficult to achieve such a rebirth. And then in order for this body to remain, you know, to sustain this body's existence for a long time, then the purpose being that to be able, so that one be able to engage and cultivate positive qualities and positive actions in the future, and the roots of virtue, to cultivate roots of virtue for a long period of time. And for that purpose, then one engages in the act of eating, so one maintains that state of memory. Yes.
Labaye nama bawa tu, an laba yang de kau kap, ada tenda jenis ni. Tenda jenis ni apa jenis nama? Ada tomat saya tu bawa tenda se, yang ni dia kalau semi orang esam, tenda chain, tenda jenis ni apa jenis nama? Ada sungguh jenis cuma yang ni. Ada sungguh ni atau tenda jenis ni ni, siapa kalau tenda jenis ni apa jenis nama? Tenda jenis siapa tu bawa jenis nama? And the poem goes here, at the rain song. Reda and the singing Yado Chen and the Kare Chi or Sena, Chuniji, I call Lu Toba Majuba. In Bari, Chuniji, Lu Toba Majuba Yinza, and Menam and Bamu Memenwata, at the Riga Chi or your rain song.
Chun.
Lu Toba. Toba Menjoba, Chuni Rez. Singing Yado, the Nevi, you
know.
Menong and Bamu Mares, and the same Megiva, and the Menova, the so Chuni Rez. Chuni Zeta, Mel Tawate, Chuniro. Should the name of a Chuniro. 되게 너무 생긴 야도 제나 다 야고 용이한테 주니.
So then, when we talks about the activity of sleeping, so here when one is doing that, one lies down in the lion posture. So the lion posture is this is the exact posture when the Buddha lied down when he passed away physical posture. He entered into when he passed away. So what Buddha did was to lie on his right side of his body with his hands on his right cheek, and then his left hand covering the left side of his body. So then left hand, left arm like draped across the left side of his body, and then lie down on his right side. So when one enters into sleep, one should have the memory that remembering that the Buddha entered into Parinirvana. Mahaparinirvana with this posture. So then by doing so, one remembers the Buddha, one has what this practice of what we call subsequent memory of the Buddha. And so one enters into sleep with this practice. So it is said if one, at the time of death, if one enters into this posture, then there's no necessity. One passes away in this posture, then there's no necessity to perform the poa or the transfers of consciousness practice. So,
there's also saying.
There's a saying that if one passes away in this posture, then there's no necessity to perform poa. If one lies in this posture when passing away. And then the other thing is that it is said that by sleeping in this posture, then it is the very nature of the posture to stop, like
body does not completely loosened, doesn't become completely loosened.
The body is not completely loosened or lax, during the during the act of sleeping. So also is the nature of this posture to stop nightmares and also to stop the negative states of minds from arising.
Yes.
Otherwise, when one is entering into sleep, one should bring to mind the various objects of refuge, to generate positive states of mind, such as cultivating the practices of refuge and so forth, engaging the roots of virtue. So the reason being that if one enters into sleep with a positive or virtuous state of mind, then starting from the moment of sleep onwards until the point of waking, then the whole period of sleep becomes a positive action. And if one, however, if prior to sleeping one brings to mind very many non-virtuous thoughts, then when one is sleeping, then whole period of time becomes a non-virtuous activity, non-virtuous action. So therefore one can understand that the very act of sleeping itself can be can be virtuous or non-virtuous in nature, dependent upon which what is the last thought, the nature of the thought that one enters into sleep with.